San Francisco composer Erling Wald's new chamber opera, Certitude and Joy, opens this week. The opera is a semi-autobiographical work that mixes Wald's personal struggle with religious faith with a real-life San Francisco. Wald is a renowned composer. His pieces have been played from the Bay Area to Bulgaria. He's also an accomplished computer scientist with multiple software patents to his name. KALW's Jen Chien spoke with Erling Wald about how he balances art and science and about the effort to make meaning out of tragedy through music.
You're extremely accomplished in both your musical career and also your computer career. So what is the ratio of each kind of work that you're doing now?
It's about half and half. You know, I kind of more or less work two full-time jobs.
And have you been half and half for your whole career, would you say?
A long time. Yes. Decades. Many decades.
So can you say maybe what a typical work week would look like for you? What days do you spend? How much part of your day do you spend on each thing?
Yeah, it's funny. For all that time, fortunately, in the engineering world that I am in, time is fairly flexible. So I have always done both kind of all the time. I don't tend to do one thing and then switch to the other. It's all mixed up.
And is the giving up the day job or not being able to give up the day job, is that about financial considerations?
Right. Greed.
And yet...
Well, it gives me a lot of opportunities that are... You know, I have a lot of artist friends, and I've seen how a lot of them have dealt with this issue, because it's an issue for everybody. How do you deal with finances? You know, and some people just eat beans and rice all the time, and they do their art. And that's not an avenue I'm capable of, I don't think. You know, it's easier maybe when you're 20. I mean, when I was young, I did do the first thing. I mean, I just lived very simply. But I have a family. I mean, I have a child. I have to deal with all of that stuff.
You grew up in a religious family. Your father was a minister.
Right.
Your mother spoke in tongues sometimes. You yourself rejected religion at a certain point.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, that's really what this opera is, kind of a personal piece. A lot of my operas have been about, have touched on subjects of religion and issues around it. My parents were both extremely involved in Lutheran Church and in Christianity. I mean, I was raised in the midst of that. And they were very liberal-minded. I mean, I loved them and I respected them. And I understood that motivation. And I loved what they did, but I couldn't quite get it. And I was really torn up about it. I mean,
that you didn't get or couldn't get?
Well, I think it was a lot because I was in this rational science world. I really saw that divide. You know, it didn't... I wanted it. I wanted that comfort that they had, that sureness about the world. But I was very nervous about it. It felt crazy to me.
So let's talk about your new opera, Certitude and Joy.
Right.
So you said it does deal with themes of religion and faith, but
right.
It was also based on a real life event, a
right.
tragic event that happened
right.
here in San Francisco in 2005.
Right.
Can you talk about the inspiration for the piece?
Yeah, I mean, I had heard about this incident when it happened, this woman who killed her three children by throwing them off Pier 7. LaShawn Harris heard voices, was instructed by God, as far as she was concerned, and she had psychological issues, and she was quite religious, and one day she was told by God to take her children to San Francisco and to give them to him. You know, when she talked about it later, it was a bit confused, but more or less she took them to San Francisco. They spent the day sightseeing. They had hot dogs. They went to Pier 39. They came to Pier 7. They watched the people doing things. And then this certain time came where she knew she had to do this, and she kind of ritually undressed each of them and threw them in the water. It's this immense tragedy. You know, it's unbelievably horrifying. You even read... I read a number of the court documents and such, and there's moments, you know, where people talk about what happened, and you just can't even handle it. I worried a lot about kind of sensationalizing this tragedy, but really I want to talk more about the way it affected me, because I came across this. It started making me think about my youth and these worries I had, which were really kind of strong. I mean, when I was young, I have to say, maybe it's because I was a smart guy and such. I was a little worried about being different and being kind of on the edge of going crazy anyway. I mean, maybe a lot of people feel that way, who feel kind of on the outside. And religion was a big part of it. Obviously, it's why I keep coming back to it. So in this piece, I mix up her story and mine. It's factual in some ways, but it's definitely fantastic in a lot of ways. You know, it's not intended to be just her tale. It's intended to be discussion of these events and the issues that it brings up for me.
So you think of it as an artistic response to the event rather than a documentary or a retelling of the event?
Yeah, it's definitely not just a documentary of the event.
So this story that we're talking about, the story of LaShawn Harris, it is a very dark and tragic story. How do you, as an artist, take a story that is so dark and attempt to make beauty out of it? Or is that, in fact, what you're trying to do as an artist?
I do. I have to say, I do try to make some kind of beautiful experience. Maybe it is to make sense of it. I mean, there's some way all of us try to make sense of it. Even reading the legal documents around the case, you know, there's this tendency of the legal machinery to try to categorize and classify and lay it out as so that we can kind of understand it, even though it's not understandable. It's really unexplainable. And so maybe it's a similar reaction to that. It's wanting to put it into this place where I can kind of look at it as a thing and make sense of it and maybe present it to other people and try to make sense of it in some way.